Thanks to an alert security force on Zenebra, we now have both proof of planned terrorist attacks and some more specific information about Sarah Meager's most probable location.
And that is?
An unaffiliated trader, Mockingbird Hill, bought used from All Systems Salvage 4 years ago, showed up at Zenebra Main Station and paid 30 days docking fee up front. That in itself was a bit surprising, but the station master just listed it in the log and didn't specifically alert Fleet. We hadn't given out a list of warning signs because we didn't want to cause widespread panic. One of the crew, however, got drunk in the spacer bar, spewed his guts out, and had said something to the locals which alerted security. They called Fleet, and when we interrogated him, we found he was one of that cult, and the traitor was stuffed with explosive, designed to blow any station they chose. They hadn't intended to blow Zenebra particularly, but they were sighted there in case called on to act somewhere in that sector.
And Sarah Meager?
According to one of the others, the Ranger Bowie on the vid from Elias Madero is from the branch known as Our Texas. This group was from Native Texas, who are apparently allied with them at present.
And the Guarnesi have agents in place on, let's see here, Home Texas, Texas True, and, well, what do you know? Our Texas.
Yes. And that agent should be able to confirm whether they still have a Ranger Bowie and whether we've got the right man and planet.
At the Carradine University Department of Antique Studies, Waltraud Meyerson, peering through the eyepiece of the low-power microscope at an exceedingly rare photograph which might, if she was lucky, finally answer the question of whether a certain old Earth politician was male or female, ignored the comm unit. Finally, she reached out blindly and felt around on her desk until she found the button and pushed it.
Yes?
It's Dean Morandin. We have an urgent request for a specialty consult in your field.
Nothing in my field is urgent. It's all been dead for centuries.
Nonetheless, Waltraud sat back and flicked off the microscope's light.
It's a request from the highest authorities.
About ancient history? Is it another antiquities scam?
No, I'm not even sure why, but they want to know about old Earth politics, North American. So, of course, I thought of you.
Of course.
Meyerson was the only North Americanist on the faculty. But chances were that some idiot bureaucrat wanted to know the exchange rate of Quebecois francs to Mexican pesos in a decade she knew nothing about.
So, what's the question?
They want to talk to you.
Interruptions, always interruptions. She had taken the term off, no classes, so she could finally put together the book she had been working on for the past 8 years. And now she had to answer silly questions.
Fine. I'll give them 15 minutes.
I think they need longer. They're on their way.
Great.
Waltraud stood up and stretched, working out the kinks that hours over the microscope had put in her back, and looked vaguely around her office. They implied more than one. They would want to sit down, and both chairs were piled with papers. Some people thought it was old-fashioned to have so much paper around, but she was, as she insisted, old-fashioned herself. That's why she had gone into antique studies in the first place. She picked up one stack and was looking for a place to put it.
Come in.
She turned to find herself facing two men and two women who scared her into immobility. They looked as if they should all be in uniform, though they weren't.
I'm sorry if we startled you, but do you know anything about Texas?
3 hours later, she was still talking, and they were still recording it and asking more questions. She was no longer scared, but still confused about why they'd come.
But you really should ask Professor Lemon about that. He's the one who's done the most work on North American gender relations in that period.
Professor Lemon died last week in a traffic accident. You're the next best.
Oh, well...
Waltraud fixed the other woman with a gaze that usually got the truth from undergraduates.
When are you planning to tell me what's going on?
The woman's smile was not at all reassuring.
When we get you to Sector 7 headquarters. You're now our best expert on Texas history, and we want to keep you alive.
Waltraud waved at the chaos of her office.
My sources. My book.
We'll bring everything. And you'll have access to Professor Lemon's as well.
Lemon had refused for years to share his copy of a Molly Ivins book Waltraud had never been able to track down through library services. He had even reneged on a promise to do so in exchange for her data cube of 30 years of a rural county newspaper from Oklahoma.
When do we leave?
The Serrano Legacy, Rules of Engagement, is a Graphic Audio production. Copyright 1998, Elizabeth Moon. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2009, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Nanette Savard, Elizabeth Demery, Sonny Lasky, Peter Stray, Jeff Baker, Thomas Penny, James Konacek, Mort Shelby, Jonathan Watkins, Tim Getman, James Lewis, Andy Clements, David Coyne, Michael Glenn, Tom Simpson, M.B. Van Dorn, Richard Rowan, Christopher Grayville, Colleen Delaney, Tim Carlin, Ken Jackson, Stephen Carpenter, Lily Beacon, Elizabeth Jernigan, Dylan Lynch, Scott McCormick, Terrence Aselford, Sherry Simpson, Karen Carbone, and Bobby Aselford. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Temeskin Wubna. Additional original music by Brian Patton, Temeskin Wubna, Nathaniel Perry, and Dan Smith. Book adapted for graphic audio by Wilson T. Ferrier. If you enjoyed Rules of Engagement, be sure to look for Rogue Angel, available at road stops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.graphicaudio.net.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
Graphic Audio presents DC Comics Justice League of America, Wonder Woman,
Mythos.
When Hermione and Chloe read to you out of the ancient text, daughter, did they ever read you a story about an island of men?
You really think there is an island of warriors in this ocean?
Oracle?
Batman, something big just came up. I mean that literally. An island just popped up out of nowhere.
Magic.
I hate magic.
Tonight, we set sail for Themyscira, where our weapons will taste blood.
Superman, you are possessed by Ares.
You ruined everything.
Who the hell died and made you queen, huh?
Come, Diana, puppet of Ares. One of us must die now.
I'm sorry, Mother.
Kill her!
No!
Now, the world will burn.
Copyright 2009, DC Comics, all rights reserved. Justice League of America, Wonder Woman, and all related names, characters, and elements are trademarks of DC Comics.
If you can't find that hot graphic audio title you're looking for, just head to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD or MP3 disc format. Or, the fastest and cheapest way, download that puppy and play it on any of the many devices that'll play Windows Media. And if you're on the road or just a total computer feeb, snatch up the phone and call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220 or www.graphicaudio.net.